A heated hearing Tuesday put frustrations with the government on full display as senators examined the ethics of the Supreme Court. It's part of a larger conversation about just how the American people are feeling about their elected and not quite elected officials, as well as some of the most important institutions in American life. Here to explain more about this historic low in approval is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, Domenico, let's start with the Supreme Court, which was in the spotlight this week. Usually, this is the branch of government that enjoys the highest approval, and it used to not even be close, but that's not the case anymore, right?
Right. Trust in the judicial branch has really fallen sharply since 2020. And our last NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found 62% have little to no confidence in the court. That's driven mostly by Democrats, but also independents. That perception of a lack of confidence is something the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, picked up on during this hearing about Supreme Court ethics.
The highest court in the land should not have the lowest ethical standards. That reality is driving a crisis in public confidence in the Supreme Court. The status quo must change.
You know, judges really shouldn't have their fingers in the wind, but public opinion is very relevant to the Supreme Court. You know, Congress was given the purse, the president was given the sword, but the court needs legitimacy in order to be a trusted final arbiter on major issues, but that's really frayed in recent years.
So we heard it described as a crisis of confidence. Why is the court seeing such lagging approval? Presidents and Congress, you know, they've long been disliked and are at near historic lows themselves, but what does this data tell us about the why for the Supreme Court?
Yeah, when you look at it, there's really three factors here. You know, the decline started with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans had rushed to put Amy Coney Barrett, a conservative, on the court. And that, of course, was after President Obama was denied the chance to appoint a Supreme Court justice to replace the late conservative Antonin Scalia for more than a year. You know, the court's numbers then really nosedived after the Dobbs ruling last year that overturned the guaranteed right to an abortion, and most recently the scrutiny on lavish vacations as well as property deals made by Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch that were not disclosed. The ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, though, sees this criticism as mostly politics.
This assault on Justice Thomas is well beyond ethics. It is about trying to delegitimize a conservative court that was appointed through the traditional process.
But this isn't just the Supreme Court. It's really just the tip of the iceberg of the distrust that we're seeing for a host of institutions. And if you can't have unity over standardized ethics for the Supreme Court, it's going to be tough to find it for much of anything else.
What are the consequences, Domenico, of this level of distrust in all three branches of government?
Well, we're already seeing it. You know, division, polarization, hyperpartisanship, with little really able to get done. It makes it hard for the most powerful country in the world to show a united front abroad when that kind of thing is happening. You know, America's allies are concerned about the U.S.'s ability to lead, for how long it'll be able to as well. And America's adversaries like China, Russia, and North Korea are trying to capitalize on American division.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome.